Welcome to Story Chats at Inspi Romance. I'm Elizabeth Madry, and I'm here with my two co-hosts.
Narelle Atkins.
And Valerie Comer.
And today we are doing our first episode, now that we've taken it over from Story Nerds with Jessica Kate and Hannah Davis. Hopefully you listened to or watched our handoff episode last week. We're excited to dive in and get going with this podcast on our own now. And so what we want to talk about today is, since we have taken this into the umbrella of Inspi Romance, what is Inspi Romance? And we talked about it some last week, but we're going to sort of start from the beginning. InspiRomance.com is a place where we all blog together, along with right now 24 or 25 other romance authors, Christian romance authors, and it's all contemporary romance all the time when we're there. And Valerie is going to talk to us some. We're going to start with Valerie about Inspi Romance, where it came from and that sort of thing, because Valerie is the mastermind behind the existence of InspiRomance.com. So Valerie, tell us the history of Inspi Romance.
So do you want the long version or the short version?
Long version.
Oh boy, you guys could be here for a while.
Maybe not then.
I have been writing contemporary romance from a Christian worldview since about 2008, had my first published in 2012, and noticed that there wasn't really, a platform for authors to meet with readers. And I began to think back as early as probably about 2011 that it sure would be cool if there was a blog where a whole group of authors could blog daily and get to know readers of our genre. Oh man, it just seemed like such a big project. And now that we've done it for a while, I totally realized that it was in fact a very big project.
Still is.
Still really is. So there was a few conversations that came up in the fall of 2013 that made me think, you know what? I should do this. So a few of us got together, began playing around with it. We bought the URL, inspiromance.com, which turns out it's not actually the perfect URL, but it's ours, so we'll own it. Because Inspi actually just means inspirational, which doesn't have to mean Christian at all, as I have come to realize many, many times in the last few years. But Inspi Romance was available and short enough and whatever. It's the one we bought. And then we started out at the beginning of February 2014 with a roster of, I believe, 24 authors who one of whom blogged each and every day, and we have not missed a day in, what is that, pushing 7 years now.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly when you came on board, Elizabeth.
I think I was there at the beginning.
I think you were as well. It took another year or so probably for me to realize the genius I had in my hands and invite you onto the admin team, but I'm so thankful that you're there. I do the recruiting of authors when someone leaves, which turns out to be a little oftener than I expected at the beginning, but various things come up. People get busy and sometimes they change and start writing in a different genre or their life. Yeah, there's been all kinds of reasons. And so recruiting new members is one of the things that I do. And I still do most of the updates on the website and take care of a lot of the general keeping things going kind of thing. Narelle, were you there from the beginning as well?
Yes, because the month that we launched, I'll never forget that, because that was the month that my debut book launched with the Heart Song Presents line. Yeah, so it was the beginning of my every 3 months for six books coming out sequence. So it was lots of fun. And I remember that we did a soft launch and then we did the big launch and everyone was very excited about it.
Yeah. There was a lot of energy right from the beginning. And I've loved it, you know, except for the days I didn't. But But for the most part, honestly, it's been a very positive experience. I've got to know so many authors of contemporary romance that it's really been an honor, actually, to work with people. And so we've had a few different, we've had on our administration team, we've had up to 4 or 5 people at a time. Right now it's me and Elizabeth and Narelle working it. Elizabeth runs our reader group on Facebook, if you want to just mention that a little bit.
Yep. And what's genius is that I don't actually have to run it anymore. I set it up so that our authors take turns running it every week, which is great because it gives them a chance to interact a little bit more. But yeah, we set up the Christian Romance Reader Gathering, which we sometimes refer to as the CRRG because it's a mouthful either way you go. But it is a place to talk contemporary Christian romance whenever you feel like it. There are some other reader groups on Facebook that sometimes are a little negative when it comes to contemporary Christian romance, and that will never be the case in the CRRG. And I love the fact that most weeks, one of our bloggers is in there talking specifically about their books, asking questions, playing fun games, usually doing giveaways. So it's a fun place to be. And we always link to it on the website. So it's easy to find if you go to inspiromance.com or just look it up on Facebook. There are 3 questions to get in. If you don't answer the questions, you don't get in. But they're very easy questions. It basically, they're asking if you want to talk about contemporary Christian romance or not. Because if you don't, that's not the place for you.
That sounds absolutely correct. Elizabeth also does a lot of our scheduling. And when I get going in the back of the program and make a mess of WordPress, then Elizabeth's the person who bails me out. So that's always helpful to have somebody who knows a little more than you do on the team. And Narelle is our social media guru.
Yes.
Do you want to talk just a teensy tiny bit about some of the places besides the CRRG where people can find us?
Yeah, so obviously Facebook. We're very active on Facebook with CRRG, and we also have the Facebook page as well. We have our Twitter accounts, and we will retweet authors from our group as well using our InspiRomance Twitter account, and the daily blog posts will go automatically to the Facebook page and to Twitter. And on top of that, I set up Instagram when Instagram first got going, and we got the InspiRomance handle over there, which has been really good. And so we will share posts over there that have the right graphics that fit the Instagram thing. Has to be square and good looking and all that kind of stuff as well. Yeah. So it keeps us all very busy, all the social media, but it's great that we can actually connect with our readers, not just on the blog, but in other different places as well, and talk about contemporary Christian romance.
It's been really cool to see all the places that we can be, and with everyone's help, especially Narelle's leading and guiding us on that, it's made a really huge difference. We also do 2 big giveaways every year. We have a birthday bash in February. We usually kick that off on Valentine's Day because that's right about when we started InspiRomance to start with in 2014. We, all the authors get together. We provide paperbacks and ebooks. We give away 7 or 8 different prize packs, is that about right? And including one for international readers.
I think this last one, the back to school this year, I think we had 12 or 13 prize packages.
Right.
We had a lot of paperbacks this year. We had, I want to say, 7 paperback packages. We had a lot. It was good.
So that's really cool. And because I live in Canada and Narelle lives in Australia, in case you can't tell by our accents, of course, we don't think we have one, but whatever. We just really felt it was important to honor our fans and readers who do not live in the United States. But, you know, postage around the world is crazy expensive. So we found some ways to make at least one of our packages. I think last time we had 2 packages that were available to our international readers. So if you love Christian contemporary romance paperbacks and you live outside the USA or inside, then you should be keeping an eye on inspiromance.com. And our second is our back to school giveaway every year, which Elizabeth mentioned, and that takes place in August and September. So we do a similar thing there. We have a grand prize, a bunch of ebook packages, and some paperback packages. And we just love giving gifts to our friends and the folks that come by and comment regularly on our blog. So did I miss something important that I should have mentioned about InspiRomance?
No, other than back to school for Australia is February.
Yeah. Okay. None of our calendar really works if you're not North America, sadly. Sorry. We can only tailor so much.
Except Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day works. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I think you guys even have like Mother's Day and stuff at different times of year than North America.
Yeah, well, we're Mother's Day the second Sunday in May, which I don't think is that different.
Nope.
Yeah, but it's Father's Day. So Father's Day is actually in September. It's usually the first Sunday in September. So that's where we differ with Father's Day. Yeah.
And like in the UK, I know Mother's Day is not the same. It's not in May. It's
somewhere else.
I don't know where it is. I just remember seeing it different and I'm like, oh, that's different. which is fine. It's good to have some variety, but we don't hit them all. We tend to focus, if we do a holiday focus, it is the US version. Even though Valerie's Canadian and in charge, we aren't off for Canadian Thanksgiving. It's like American Thanksgiving. That's when we close. But that's
It's sad.
At least you have Thanksgiving. Be thankful for that. It is the one American holiday that I wish we had in Australia.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think that you guys, I just assumed it was a different time. You don't have one at all.
No, we don't have Thanksgiving. No. Although I must admit, where I live, we have probably the most public holidays in the whole country, but that's okay. But we can always add another one.
Absolutely. A day off is always good. So one of the things, since we are InspiRomance, and you probably have heard over and over and over as Valerie has been talking, contemporary Christian romance, you might not be surprised then to realize that the podcast is going to start swerving very hard into CCR only. I know Jessica, Kate, and Hannah would talk about all genres. I don't think they even stuck just in romance, historical or contemporary. They were all over the place, which is fine. We all read all over the place, but at InspiRomance, it's CCR all the time. Did you have a reason behind that, Valerie, other than that's what you write?
When I started writing it and started thinking about this blog, contemporary romance was kind of on a downswing. You could find a lot of historical, and there were historical blogs, but there wasn't much for contemporary, which is, needless to say, my passion. So it just seemed like the historical authors had their own spots and that contemporary really needed a spot of its own, a place to call home. So that's what I wanted to focus on, aside from the fact that, yes, I have, I don't know how many titles, most of them behind me, 35-ish, and they're all contemporary romance. So I call the shots. That's what it is.
I'm not going to complain. I like contemporary romance best myself, so that works for me. So we will, though, keep doing lots and lots of guests. What's fun is because we are 26 of us on the blog. 24.
About that.
I think somewhere. We're there.
It varies a little.
I'm going to say a different number every time I say a number, though, tonight. I can already tell because I think I said a different number the first time. Anyway, we're in that 25 to 30 range, and I'm going to just randomly pick numbers at this point. So you can make a bingo card and just
42.
Like, if you're listening at home, what number did Beth say? And we'll have a bingo card. I totally lost my train of thought now too. Oh, podcast guests. So we have a big pool already to draw from. So that's exciting. And then on top of that, we do still, because we are friends with people outside of the Inspi Romance world. So we'll be inviting them as well. As we transition to weekly episodes, and we are aiming for right around that 30-minute time frame. So we had this conversation that was kind of along the lines of, you know, in Sleepless in Seattle, where Meg Ryan's character and the guy that she doesn't end up marrying, spoiler alert, sorry, are going to go register at Tiffany's, and they want 10 place settings because 8 is too few and 12 is too many. So it was much like that. We went back and forth about an hour versus 20 minutes versus 30 minutes versus 40 minutes, and we sort of settled on 30 as a good time, primarily because we're trying to think of what's an easy, like, commute time listening. And I will just say, I'm super jealous of anybody who has a 30-minute commute. My husband would murder for a 30-minute commute. I live in the metro DC area on the East Coast of Virginia, and I can get to the grocery store in 30 minutes, depending on the time of day I go. But that's about it. He can get to the highway in 30 minutes, but then once you get on the highway, it's another at least hour to work.
I live in the country. I have no concept of this. Yeah.
So to me, 30 minutes, I'm like, that's, I'm going to have like 6 of them stacked up ready to go, but that's fine. It is good though. Valerie was saying, Valerie, why don't, instead of me talking for you, why did you like 30 minutes?
Well, actually, I like 40 minutes. So it's just a concession to your 30-minute thing. Okay. And also, it's going to take us a bit of practice to actually nail that time frame. So yes. If you're listening to or watching this one and you're like, ladies, this is no 30-minute podcast, rest assured, we are going to be working on honing things in a little bit. 40 minutes, however, is the length of my daily walk. So if I've got a 40-minute podcast, then I'm just perfect. But, you know, 30 works because I can just put on some music or, you know, like listen to the birds sing for a few minutes. It's all right. It's all good.
Why did you like 30, Narelle?
I just think it's a nice time. I can actually drive from one side of the city to the other outside of peak hour in probably 40 minutes.
So she'd like 40 minutes as well.
Yeah. So I'm half country. Yeah. Now I'm in a small city in Canberra. So we actually can get around. Peak hour can get a bit tricky, but other times of day you can actually drive across the city quite quickly. But 30 is a nice length of time if you're doing household chores. I tend to listen to podcasts when I'm doing laundry or packing the dishwasher, all those kind of boring things. So it's that nice bit of time that I can slot in. Whereas once you start getting to an hour, I start having to think about, do I really have time to listen to this before I've got to do something else?
So yeah, that's a good reason.
30 is also hopefully a really good length of time to get into a topic with a guest and have some real information and a good time without it starting to get tedious and repetitive. That's my hope anyway. I guess we'll see how we do as this
proceeds. And single topic, right? So it's nice and clear.
We're hoping not to get into, what book did you just release? Tell us all about it, blah, 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 blah. We want to, you can find that information on Amazon. And I mean, it's important. I mean, I have a new book coming out in 2 weeks. So when this airs, I guess it's this week. But that's not a topic that people want to tune into a podcast to listen to. So we want to actually bring, I don't like this term, but I can't think of a better one. We want to bring some meat. We want to bring some, like, something that you'll really enjoy listening to, something that's fun about the author. And just a conversation rather than a look at my new book kind of topic. So I think 30 minutes is good for that.
Should be.
So we can guarantee 100% we will not be reading long chapter excerpts.
Yeah. Oh, please. Although I could, I have books, you know, right here. Would you like one?
No, not today. And I guess, you know, while we're aiming at 30, I can tell you, since I'm going to be doing the final formatting and such, it probably will never be exactly 30. You know, it's going to be 27, or it's going to be like the number of bloggers that we have on the blog. It's going to be in that range, but not really
from 24 to 30.
Yeah. five. It's in that range. So that's what we're aiming for. So weekly, 30-ish minute time frame, what we're heading for. And then also we're adding YouTube, which I'm excited about. So you can see us sitting in our libraries. And the one thing with YouTube, I would love if you are watching there, if you would subscribe, because when we get 100 subscribers, we can change our channel name to like Story Chats, and then it will be easier for y'all to find us, as opposed to right now, it's like numbers and letters that are this long. It's crazy. So you can find the YouTube link on inspiromance.com/storychats, or hit the podcast on the menu when you get to inspiromance.com. But if you would go over to YouTube and subscribe, that would be amazing. If you don't want to watch us on YouTube, if you go over and subscribe, that would be amazing. every time I see our channel name, I get a little grumpy. I'm like, how long is it going to take?
We don't want a grumpy Elizabeth. So please, please, please subscribe.
All right. So that actually is everything that I believe that I had on my list of things that I felt were critically important for us to talk about in terms of who we are and what we're doing with the podcast going forward. Do either of you ladies have something you would like to add? All right. We are looking forward to having you guys join us every week, hopefully. And so thank you so much for joining us tonight. Today it's night currently, but it may not be night when you're listening. But thank you for joining us at Story Chats, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week. So meanwhile, make sure you take some time to fall in love with a good book. All right. Goodbye, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.